Welcome to our podcast, The Other Side. Today's topic is breathing techniques for better mental health, how to breathe your way to calmness.
Welcome to our podcast, The Other Side, presented by
Jamila Panikil
and Monica Sofia Perez. When we hear the words breathing techniques for mental health, we may feel skeptical or wonder how it can solve our problems. But just like how eating the right food can solve your physical health issues, our breath also plays a crucial role in our mental, physical, and spiritual well-being. Unfortunately, many of us are not aware of this fact and do not pay attention to our breath. It is time to realize the importance of proper breathing techniques for a better quality of life. What are your thoughts on this, Sharmila?
Very well said. We pay attention to hunger but not to breath. And breath is connected to the source of all life. We take breath for granted without understanding the secrets it holds. Breath is the main reason we are here. It is prana, the foundation of life, found in the breath. That which sustains us ceases to exist when we stop breathing. Therefore, there must be a source that is extraordinary. Realizing this, we should regard our breath with respect and understand that is the foundation of life, which moves the entire universe in its own unique way. Unfortunately, conventional school of medicine does not give much importance to breath. However, if we breathe correctly, we can easily address many health conditions and the healing process becomes faster. Just to learn how to breathe, right? Indian Ayurvedic medicine, on the other hand, places great emphasis on the breath and its impact on overall health. In yogic culture, there is a story that teaches the importance of breath. Yeah, it says that Brahma, the ultimate reality, breathes out everything in creation. And when Brahma breathes in, everything comes to an end. This means that our breath is closely tied to our existence. When we breathe in, we take in the world around us with our thoughts and awareness. It's like nourishing ourselves with the essence of life. This story reminds us to appreciate the wisdom of yoga and understand how breath connects us to the universe. By respecting and understanding the power of our breath, we can better grasp its role in sustaining life and influencing the entire world. To improve our mood by adjusting our breath, we can practice various breathing techniques, but I prefer pranayama, yogic techniques, because pranayama has a rich history of thousands of years and has been scientifically proven. It doesn't require any equipment, making it accessible to everyone. So let us stay with the pranayama. It's easy and simple, anyone can practice. In pranayama, each technique has a specific impact on the body and mind. For instance, deep diaphragmatic breathing, also called belly breathing, can calm the nervous system and reduce stress. Second one, kapalabhati, can cleanse and energize the body and clear the mind. And nadi shodhana is another one, can balance the brain hemisphere and enhance focus and concentration. These are the name of various pranayama I'm talking about, okay? Alternative nostril breathing, nadi shuddhi, can calm your mind and balance your pranic energy. By regularly practicing these techniques, these are the techniques, we can regulate our breath and use it as a powerful tool to improve our mood and overall well-being. These time-tested practice have been embraced by countless of individuals and can be easily incorporated into daily life. But learn from the trainers, that's very important. I suggest that breathing techniques should be incorporated into everyone's life. It is important for individuals of all ages, especially seniors, individuals with a stressful lifestyle, and those with a certain health conditions. Even children, like teenagers especially, not the small ones, teenagers, to regularly practice proper breathing techniques. Additionally, children should be taught these techniques in the school as well as in the sport and leisure activities institution. Implementing these practices can greatly contribute to improving mental health. You know, you can start concentrating your children with their breath issues, like after 7 they start how they breathe. You can start correcting in before that. You can just help them to normally breathe, and all these techniques you can start teaching them if they have a breath problem. Normally children can breathe very good. If they have health conditions, then we need to look into. But this practice should be there when before doing any sports and other activity, controlling the, if they are in a bad mood, then you can teach them. There are various ways in a fun and other various way you can teach. You have to implement the, you know, pattern in a more creative way. That's how you teach children.
Breathing techniques are important for mental health because they can help regulate the autonomic nervous system, ANS, which controls the body's automatic functions such as heart rate, blood pressure, and breathing. The autonomic nervous system has two branches. The sympathetic nervous system, or SNS, which is responsible for the fight or flight responses, and the parasympathetic nervous system, or PNS, which is responsible for rest and digestion. When we experience stress or anxiety, the sympathetic nervous system is activated, which can lead to rapid breathing, increasing heart rate, and other physical symptoms. Breathing techniques, such as those used in pranayama, can help activate the parasympathetic nervous system and promote a sense of relaxation and calmness. Slow, deep breathing stimulates the vagus nerve, which sends signals to the brain to activate the parasympathetic nervous system and lower heart rate and blood pressure. Research has shown that regular practice of breathing techniques can have a number of mental health benefits, including reducing symptoms of anxiety and depression, improving mood and emotional regulation, and reducing stress levels. In addition, breathing techniques can help improve focus, concentration, and overall cognitive functions, which can further support mental well-being. Can you give us some insight about breath and mind?
Yes, I can explain that. Here is an example of this. When you watch your mind and you notice your breathing, when you are angry or irritated, your breath gets faster, showing your state of mind. However, when you listen to a beautiful song which you like, your breath slows down and becomes relaxed. You don't have full control over this unless you learn to manipulate and train your breath. Many people are unaware of the significance of breathing techniques. Some yoga teachers have expressed their client dissatisfaction with the pranayama because they preliminarily associate yoga with the physical exercise and calorie burning. Unfortunately, people tend to neglect the importance of attending to their mind, which is a crucial aspect of overall well-being. Some individuals believe that the mind does not require training and that they only need to pay attention to when problems arise. Otherwise, choose not to address their issues and instead of opt for substance like alcohol or drugs to escape and temporarily numb their memories. However, these approaches often backfires and ends up worsening the existing problems and creating a double burden. So pay attention to the breath. Breath is so important. So keep training your breath. When it comes to breath, the frequency of breath, pay attention. This is very important. Or the number of breaths a person takes per minute can vary depending on a variety of factors such as age, physical activities, and overall health. In a general adult, adults typically breathe between 12 to 20 breaths per minute. However, during physical activity or exercise, the frequency of breath can increase up to 40 to 60 breaths per minute. It is worth noting that some pranayama techniques involve intentionally slowing down the breath, while others may involve rapid, forceful breathing. It is important to learn and practice these techniques under the guidance of qualified instructors to ensure that they are done safely and effectively. Please pay attention to your breath. It's very important for your mind. It is worth noting that some pranayama techniques involve intentionally slowing down the breath, while others may involve rapid, forcefully breathing. It is important to learn and practice these techniques under the guidance of a qualified instructor to ensure they are done safely and effectively.
Pranayama is a Sanskrit word that refers to a set of breathing exercises or techniques used in yoga. The word pranayama is derived from two Sanskrit words, prana, which means life force or vital energy, and ayama, which means control or extension. Thus, pranayama means the control and extension of the breath, or the control and regulation of the life force through breath. Pranayama techniques are used in yoga to help regulate the breath, calm the mind, and improve overall health and well-being. These techniques involve conscious manipulation of the breath, including various patterns of inhalation, exhalation, and retention of the breath. Some common pranayama techniques include nadi shodhana, or alternate nostril breathing, kapalabhati, breath of fire, and ujjayi breath, the victorious breath.
Out of these, Yoga Pradiga offers various types of pranayama. One of them is Brahmari pranayama, which helps to calm the mind and is considered one of the best pranayama for stress relief. In this practice, you manipulate your breath through your yogic breathing rather than surface level breathing. Belly breathing, also known as pot breathing, involves filling your belly with the oxygen and holding the breath, similarly to holding a pot. This practice is called Andhra Kumbhaka because you are holding your breath inside. So this is Andhra Kumbhaka. We utilize various channels for breath operation, with the three important ones known as Ida, Pingala, Sushumna Nadi. These are the channels in our body. These channels play a crucial role in dharana, focusing mind, that is dharana, and dhyana, meditation. Then focusing mind slowly reach to meditation. That's why we practice. First, we correct our breath. If his breath is not in order, you cannot get into meditation. Unfortunately, many meditation teachers do not explain that. They just start telling you to sit down, and because first you need to know yourself this. You should be aware of that. Then it's easy to learn. So pay attention and learn these things. And when you practice slow and steady breathing, sit comfortably and hold your breath like a pot. Don't worry about your stomach expanding. In fact, it strengthens your breathing and abdominal muscles. So deep breathe in till your tummy, and then blow your tummy and hold it. Hold it. That's how you do. And then stay. Holding called Andhra Kumbhaka, and stay for a while and then release it. Yeah, this is a pot belly breathing, you can call it. It is a simple practice to correct your breath, increase your focus, and enjoy the calmness in your mind. And you can also deep breathe in. That's the way you're supposed to breathe deep. Silence in your mind and become aware of your breath. That is important here. Internally, you need to be aware. If you are aware of your breath, you can silence your mind easily. So concentrate on your breath when you are stressed. Practice longer and deeper breath, yogic breath. It's important. For an example, I can compare with some animals. Okay, we'll take whales. Whales, this is a mammal, right? They typically comes to the surface to breathe every 5 to 15 minutes, but can hold their breath up to 90 minutes. Therefore, whales are considered as the longest breathing cycle of any mammal on earth. Elephants have a very slow breathing rhythm and they live longer. And mosquitoes breathe very fast and only live for 2 days. So do not learn mosquito breathing. Learn deep breathing, okay? While little worms breathe like a fast and have a shorter lifespan because of that, yeah? And the length of your life is measured according to the number of breath you take. When practicing slow and steady breathing, sit comfortably and hold your breath like a pot. I'm talking about the pot belly breathing, okay? Don't worry about your stomach expanding. In fact, it is strengthening your breathing and your abdominal muscles. And then you can hold it longer and then breathe it out. It's a deep breathing you need to be practiced. Just breathe out slowly. Another practice involves cleaning and energizing your body by slowing releasing carbon dioxide through technique like a Kapalbhati or Bhastrika, which I already mentioned. These practices not only physically cleanse the air in your system, but also bring sense of calmness to your mind. If you have a high blood pressure, then I do not suggest this, but you can, still you know your body, so then you can do comfortable way. If you are feeling comfortable, then do it. Otherwise, do it Nadi Shuddhi or Pranayama, that's better. If it is a simple practice to correct your breath, increase your focus and enjoy the calmness in your mind. In Nadi Shuddhi also you can do, Nadi Shodhana also you can do the same way. Silence in your mind and become aware of your breath internally. If you are aware of your breath, you can silence your mind. Practice longer and deeper breath. Yogic breathing, it is called it. It is important. For an example, like I can compare to some animals, like mammals. We take whales. Whales are the mammals. They typically come to the surface to breathe every 5 to 15 minutes. But they can hold their breath up to 90 minutes. Therefore, whales are considered as the longest breathing cycle of any mammal on earth. And again, elephant have a very slow breathing rhythm and they live longer. And mosquitoes breathe very fast and only live for 2 days. So do not practice mosquitoes breathing. And all little worms breathe faster and have shorter lifespan. The length of your life measured according to the number of breaths you take. If you breathe fast, you will die faster. So if your breath is slow, then you live longer. So breath is the ultimate focus here. So breathe slow and steady. If you fast, then your lifespan also reducing. So, yeah, you don't want that. Your lifespan will increase if you practice long and deep and steady and, you know, slow breathing. The length of life is measured through the length of breath per minute. Yogi practice pranayama regularly to maintain good health. That's why in yoga practice, pranayama is so important. That's why ashrams, when you go yoga, normally they give you lots of pranayama practice, you know, increasing the, what you call, calmness and steady and stable mind. So they normally help people to better breathing pattern and deep, and then they train more on focus meditation, and then they teach more on meditation. Then asanas are limited to get to be comfortable in the meditation pose when you can sit and you should not have any stress on your muscles. That's why we teach asanas. It's not an asana focus. Its main focus is to get to meditate and correct your mind and correct your breath in order cleansing your body. That's the focus of yoga. But in coming to Western world, it's become more physical movement and the students more focus on calorie burning. So they have no interest, you know. I can tell you some facts here. Yeah. In fact, we have a story says like this. People have a very fast breathing. They don't have no control on their sensories. because that's so important. You wouldn't even recognize how you are reacting with each situation. How are you handling your life? Because you have no control on your breath. So that's a very embarrassing stage one can live. If you keep ignoring your breath, just focus on physical fitness to get fit and, you know, look good. And then your mind is not training at all. So you will definitely have emotional problem, burnout and all this problem later if you don't pay attention. That's why people who are really fit and then still have a burnout and a lot of other health conditions. So mind is a focus. Keep practicing yoga, pranayama, meditation, all these things. And breathing techniques are so important. So go to the teachers who teach traditionally yoga, focus on all these things, not the only physical exercise and just teaching you flow and how to increase flexibility, not that. These are the primary part of yoga, so you need to look into that when you're learning and find the right teachers, okay?
There have been numerous studies conducted on the benefits of pranayama for mental health, and I will just mention a few examples. In a study published in the Journal of Clinical and Diagnostic Research, participants who practiced pranayama for 8 weeks showed a significant reduction in symptoms for anxiety and depression. Another study published in the Journal of Ayurveda and Integrative Medicine found that pranayama improved cognitive functions such as attention, memory, and processing speed. A systematic review published in the Journal of the Evidence-Based Complementary and Alternative Medicine concluded that pranayama can be effective in reducing symptoms of stress and improving overall well-being. And a study published in the International Journal of Yoga found that pranayama helped reduce symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD in veterans. There are various types of pranayama techniques that can be used to improve this mental health. So some of the most commonly practiced pranayama techniques for mental health include the Nadi Shodhana or the alternate nostril breathing that helps calming the mind and reducing stress and anxiety. The Brahmari Pranayama or the bee breath. In this technique, we help reduce stress, anxiety, and anger, and it helps improve concentration and memory. We have also Kapalbhati Pranayama or skull shining breathing technique, in which we help improve our mental clarity and focus. And then we have Shitali Pranayama or cooling breath. This technique helps reducing stress and anxiety as well, and it also helps lowering the body temperature and blood pressure in hot weather. Ujjayi Pranayama or the victorious breath is a technique that helps reduce again stress and anxiety and also depression, and it helps as well to improve concentration and focus. It is important to note that pranayama techniques should be again learned with qualified teacher and practice under their guidance. And it is important to start gently, gentle practice, and gradually increase the duration and intensity of your practice.
Breath therapies have been practiced for thousands of years in various cultures and traditions around the world. The origins of the specific breathing techniques used for therapeutic purpose may vary depending on the traditions or culture in which they were developed. For example, pranayama, a type of breathing exercise, originated in ancient India as a part of the practice of yoga. Some of other breathing techniques may have originated from traditional Chinese medicine, Native American practice, or other cultural traditions. There is a story in the Rishi culture, which is based on Vedic culture. These Vedic time scientists are called Rishis. They kept their focus on their breath and planned their day accordingly. If they needed to use their right brain for work, they concentrated on the right nostrils and corrected their breath. Similarly, for creative work needed the left brain, they walked on their left nostrils. If both sides of the brain were required, they practiced both nostrils before starting their work. Another technique is to check with your breath before attending a meeting or making an important decision. Keep your pointing finger on one nostril and check which side of your nose feels more comfortable. Then practice Nadi Shuddhi, alternative nostrils breathing, and begin your work. Always stay aware of your breath, making corrections if necessary, and consider going for a walk to get a fresh air and relax. So focus on your breath, that's so important. Before I close, I would like to share with you a story. When I was a child, my grandmother would always advise us to breathe whenever my sister and I had an argument as a children, we fight some little stuff at home, then rather than listening to our complaints, my grandmother would instruct us to take a long breath. She would say, sit down and take a breath, both of you. Long breath, and she make us to practice, you know. I would often complain to my father, questioning why grandmother always emphasized on breathing and making us to breathe. However, at that time, I did not understand. Now I realize she was actually guiding us to calm down and find inner peace. So do not take your breath for granted. It is a basic requirement for your existence on this planet. Show some respect for your breath and keep training. That's it for today. And we're going to come up with various podcasts about mental health, and keep listening. Thank you.
Thank you again, Sharmila, for this wonderful podcast and sharing your knowledge with us. Thank you all for listening. Please follow and share our podcast and leave us your comments so we can come up with many other interesting topics. We are also available now on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you subscribe, you will be able to receive updates as soon as we release new episodes.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.